The pre-positioning of fire crews during critical fire weather has become a common practice for many Bay Area agencies, and now the state is following suit. As KCBS's Mike DeWald reports, joining us live now, crews have been deployed across Northern California. Morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Eric. That's right. And amid the continued threat of dry lightning strikes sparking a wind-driven wildfire, the Governor's Office of Emergency Services has deployed teams to five Northern California counties, as well as the city of Chico. In the Bay Area, that includes Sonoma County.
The old adage, throw everything but the kitchen sink, it truly works with this pre-positioning program. It puts more firefighters and fire engines on that first initial call.
That's Brian Marshall. He's fire and rescue chief for Cal OES. He says the support not only comes in the form of fire engines and water tenders, but also dispatchers, creating an immediate infrastructure to respond quickly if a fire sparks. Marshall says that crews are monitoring the weather and will be stationed when a system hits and after it passes.
As the lightning has struck a tree, it may not burst into flames right away. It may smolder and then become a fire.
A heat advisory remains in effect for many of California's inland valleys. Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.